This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we're going to find out a little bit about the San Diego State basketball program. The great writer from the San Diego Union-Tribune, Mark Ziegler, joins us on a really big day for the San Diego State basketball program. Is it not, Mark? I mean, Jaden McDaniels somehow decides to come to San Diego State. That could really improve things, and they're already pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just at practice, and I'm watching practice, and I'm watching Malachi Flynn, the Washington State transfer who has to sit out this year, make shot after shot after shot over people. I'm watching him shooting, just doing spot shooting from about 2 feet behind the line with guys throwing him bad passes on purpose so he still has to get his shot off, and making shot after shot and thinking, if you add, you know, a top five recruit, 6'10 guy to this mix, plus with the freshmen they have, plus what they'd have it coming back next year. I mean, I think they're going to be good this year, but boy, that'd be a big time team next year.
Where does the Jaden McDaniels thing kind of stand, Mark? I mean, give us just a little background. I mean, we know he's the brother of Jalen McDaniels. We know he's a five-star player. And where else is he going to visit? And what are the, if we know, what is the realistic possibility that he chooses San Diego State to play with his brother?
So he's the younger brother of Jalen by a couple of years, and San Diego State knew he was going to be good because they knew that Jalen was going to be good, and at a time when most people didn't think Jalen was going to be good, but they always kind of had their eye on both of them. He has gone since the beginning of the year, probably number 85-ish in the country to number 4 in some, according to some recruiting services. He's 6'10". He's more of a perimeter player than Jalen is. He has probably a little bit better shot, a little bit better handles. Same slender body that's going to need to put on some weight, but really understands the game and has a smooth game. And compared to, you know, Kevin Durant, which is going to be inevitable when you're 6'10 and can shoot it. But he's, you know, he's named 5 finalists: San Diego State, Kentucky, Texas, UCLA, and the hometown school of Washington. But this is his first visit, and as far as I know, the only one scheduled. And so it's going to be interesting. You know, the early signing date is November 14, and I think if he decides to go and sign early, they got a heck of a shot. If he decides to drag it out into the spring, it becomes a lot tougher because the great advantage San Diego State has is familiarity and trust with the coaching staff, because obviously the parents know them. They're the ones who took a chance on Jalen, saw something in Jalen that others didn't. And so there's a lot of trust built up there, where someone like Coach Cal from Kentucky is, you know, madly flying across the country every couple of weeks to meet them and get to know them better. But the longer he has with them, the better chance I think they have. But to say that they don't have a chance is wrong. They have a great chance. I'm not saying they're going to get him, but they're definitely in the mix. Not a courtesy visit by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, anytime John Calipari's getting on the private jet to get to you,
you better sign him before he gets to you.
You're obviously worth the time, I would think.
True.
Mark Ziegler joins us here on the Spectrum Business Hotline here on 97.3 The Fan. Mark, what caused the jump from 85 to 4? That's a huge jump. I assume it wasn't a growth spurt. Obviously, the skills got better in that time.
Yeah, he's a hard worker. He keeps his head down. And you know, unlike a lot of five-star prospects, who once they became a five-star prospect, it's very hard when you're 16, 17 years old to have that kind of hype, to have that kind of social media following, to have YouTube videos out there, mixtapes, everyone, you know, bowing before you, and you're 16 years old, and it's hard to handle mentally. And I think some guys get complacent, and he didn't. So I think there was some improvement. But I think part of it, too, is that, again, the way that the McDaniels brothers developed, a lot of people thought, oh, they're too skinny, or, wow, I don't see it. And you know, the San Diego State coaches said it all along. They go, his brother is going to blow up. And once people realize what kind of player he is and he gets out there nationally, people are going to see it. I just think he was undervalued before, and he's closer to what he really should be.
Well, Mark Ziegler's with us talking about Jaden McDaniels. The Aztecs have Jalen McDaniels coming back for another season. Of course, he had gone to the NBA. I don't recall, Mark, if he went to the combine, but I know he made himself eligible for the draft and then withdrew his name. What did that have to do, if anything, with this pursuit of Jaden McDaniels?
I think nothing. In fact, I don't think they'd play together. I mean, it would take something, you know, really catastrophic, like a season-ending injury that would maybe push Jalen back in school another year.
Okay.
I think his plan is to leave. And again, I think it's just all the trust factor. This is a unique family. That, you know, the dad, so Jaden and the mom flew down here at midday. The dad works for Boeing and is very serious about his job and said, I can't get off until the afternoon, so he's not coming till tonight. They're a family that has been through the recruiting process before. They're not going to be wowed by big-time schools. And they want, you know, again, they want a comfortable, familiar setting that they trust. And that's where San Diego State has that huge advantage. Now, you know, maybe a Kentucky or UCLA or Texas or Washington can kind of establish that with them. But this is not your typical recruiting family. They are different. And also the mother is cousins with Juwan Howard. That's helped San Diego State, but it also has helped them get kind of some guidance, you know, if they need it from someone who's really been through it, been in the NBA forever and been through it in college. And so they just have a different perspective to this whole recruiting process.
Mark Ziegler joins us here on the Spectrum Business Hotline here on 97.3 The Fan. Mark, you mentioned how this family seems to be cut from a different cloth. I that's the point that I got at least reading the article today. Let's switch gears and talk about the team a little bit. What do you have their outlook being this year for the 2018-19 season?
So it's a really good team, and you never really know until they start playing. I mean, I think this is true in any sport. You can look good in practice, but until you get on the floor in a game, under the lights, with crowds, with pressure, you just don't know how things are going to wind up. But there's a lot of different unique pieces on this team, and if they can fit together, I think they could be pretty good. There's six returners. All of them, are going to play. All of them are going to have pretty big roles. And then the question becomes, okay, now they've got five freshmen, four true freshmen, and then Adam Seiko, who's a redshirt freshman. How are they going to fit in? It's different than last year where they ended up starting two freshmen, had another come off the bench in Jordan Shackle. This year they don't have to start any freshmen, and they can just kind of bring them along at their own pace. But Nathan Mensah and Aguk Arope are way ahead and really challenging for minutes, and I think they could really be big-time impact players. So you add those two to the six veterans, and you've got a pretty strong eight-man rotation right now, and then we'll see where the other ones who are coming along maybe at a different pace can contribute as the season goes on. But I think if they can stay healthy, they got a little bit of everything. They got some size, they got some shooting, they got some grit, they got some defense, and it could be a good year. But they've got a tough schedule, and they're going to lose games early, and so I think people can't, you know, sort of give up on them if they lose two or three games early.
As long as they whoop Duke, then I don't care.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, no
just take
there.
Care of Duke to start off the season. Mark, you know, last thing before I let you go, we let you go, and we appreciate your time as always. But I think it bears repeating maybe one more time, and then maybe we don't ever have to mention it again. But just the fact that we're having a conversation about a five-star recruit possibly coming to San Diego State and the team being so great, and, you know, Brian Dutcher having the ability to have this kid come in and his brothers here and all the players they've got coming back and the excitement about another season coming up. I just one last time maybe to try to put it into some perspective of where this was 10 years ago, that this was impossible.
Wow.
They're just so off the charts impossible. And I just, you know, we've kind of become used to the fact that the Aztecs are good in basketball now, but I still remember the days, and I know you do too. So,
yeah, and you know it's funny. It's good. So another guy they're very close to, you know, being in contention for is Boogie Ellis from Mission Bay High. He's a point guard. Duke and Carolina are also involved, and Roy Williams and Coach K have been on his campus in the last couple of weeks to try to get him, lure him, and he's going to take visits to those places in the next few weeks. But, you know, I was thinking about, well, you know, they have no chance at Boogie, do they? But then you think about it. This is a kid who grew up in San Diego, all he's known is San Diego State basketball being sold out Viejas Arena, going to the NCAA tournament, beating Gonzaga, beating UCLA, you know, beating all these Pac-12 teams, beating Arizona. And that's all he knows. And so there's this whole generation that is just used to San Diego State. And that really put in perspective to me because, you know, we have this frame of reference going back 20, 30 years or even 15 years. These younger kids don't. And that, and that tells you just the fact that they're in on these two guys in this kind of rarefied air tells you how far the program's come. Even if they don't get them, it just tells you that the fact that they can compete for players like this and be taken seriously is as much a testament to their progress as anything they've done, you know, in terms of wins and losses.
Yeah, no doubt San Diego State's come a long, long way in that short period of time,
love
really.
It.
Mark, thank you for joining us, man. As always, great information and well-written story, as usual. Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.